إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. The next quality of the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, He said, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, except those who repent and believe in Islam and do good deeds, for those, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change their sins into good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving, most merciful. My brothers and sisters, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who opened for us the door of Tawbah. What would we do if there was no way to seek Allah's forgiveness? What would we do if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished us straight away on committing sin? After all, this is a world of cause and effect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the effect of sin, where He said, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَن كَثِيرٍ. Allah said, and whatever misfortune befalls you, whatever bad thing happens to you, it is because of what your hands have earned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons many things, pardons much. In Surah Ar-Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُشْرِكِينَ. Allah said, evil and sins have appeared on the land and the sea because of what the hands of men have earned. Evil has appeared on the land and the sea. فِي الْبَحْرِ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ. Evil has appeared on the sea and the land because of what the hands of men have earned by oppression and evil deeds. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may make them taste, so that Allah may make them taste of part, just a taste of the what they have done, meaning the taste of the result of what they have done, so that they may return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the difficulty also, there is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The difficulty is sent to us, so we wake up and we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, travel in the land and see what the end of those before you was. And most of them were mushrikun, they were polytheists. So what would we do if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not delay the effect and give us an opportunity to repent? Like someone grabbing a high tension cable, what would we do if we fried the minute we left one salah? Or if we went deaf the moment we listened to some haram sound, or we went blind when we looked at something that Allah has prohibited, or if we had a stroke the moment we uttered anything disrespectful about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or about His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or His promises and orders, would we be able to stop this from happening? Do you think this cannot happen? Do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have the power to do it? What do you say about the mercy of the one who creates a world of cause and effect, but in the case of sins, He delays the effect to give us an opportunity to repent? What do you say about somebody like that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, whose need is it to repent? Whose need is it to be saved from the fire, to be granted Jannah? Allah is the owner of Jannah and Jahannam and is free from all needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us and said, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ بَصِيرًا. Allah said, and if Allah were to punish people for what they had earned, meaning for their sins immediately, He would not leave a single moving, living creature on the surface of the earth. But He gives them respite until an appointed term. And when that term comes, then verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever all-seer of His slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore, yet He showed us a way to regain His pleasure even after we transgressed, where He said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَيَزِيدُهُم مِّن فَضْلِهِ وَالْكَافِرُونَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the case of the believers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Allah is the one who accepts repentance from His slaves and forgives sins, and He knows what you do, and He answers the dua of those who believe and who do righteous good deeds, and who gives them an increase of His bounty. And as for the disbelievers, theirs will be a severe severe torment. So the issue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is something that is beyond description. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayah where he said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my ibadi, O my slaves. As you see, look at this address of love, address of such rahmah. He's talking about the people who have transgressed, people who have disobeyed him. But he doesn't say, oh, you useless creatures who disobey. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, oh my slaves, even the ones who commit sins, my slaves, who have transgressed against themselves, because the transgression is always against ourselves. It's not, we don't harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're committing sin, we harm ourselves. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. Truly He is oft forgiving and most merciful. My brothers and sisters, in this ayat which I just recited for you, in of Surah Al-Furqan, which we began, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ لَهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. Allah said, except those who repent and believe in Islam and do righteous deeds, for those Allah will change their sins into good deeds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving and most merciful. And whoever repents and does righteous good deeds, then verily he repents towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a true repentance. Now, please notice that the condition of repentance followed by good deeds applies. Lip service has no place in Islam. Any claim to obedience must be substantiated with action. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anyone who said La ilaha illallah with ikhlas will enter Jannah, they asked him, what is the ikhlas of the kalima? He said, it is to stay away from haram. Action, my brothers and sisters, is essential to the Muslim. Action is what differentiates us. Action is what gives us the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His rahmah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and for His rahmah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.